Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «ф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I don't mind housework in general, but I can't stand one particular thing, washing up. It just never ends. Each time after you eat, there is a pile of dirty dishes in the sink, and you have to wash them up, but in several hours, it will be just the same after another meal. I have a dishwasher, of course, but it doesn't make it any easier. You still have to sort the dishes, and then put them in the dishwasher, and you can't wash up everything there.
Speaker B.
I used to hate vacuuming and mopping the floor, but then my parents bought a robotic vacuum cleaner. It's great. It scans the rooms and makes up something like a mental map of the house in its memory. And then it vacuums everything, and it could wash the floor too. You can do something else whilst it's working. Isn't it amazing? Now I have more time on other things, and I'm so happy to have this vacuum cleaner. Try it if you're tired of mopping the floor.
Speaker C.
As for me, I don't like vacuum cleaning and washing the floors. First of all, we have a big house, so there is much space for us to vacuum clean and wash. Moreover, I always feel so tired after I've completed it all. I sweat, and I find it so difficult, you know. After it, I need to lie down for an hour, or even more, having some rest because my whole body hurts. I feel less exhausted after a gym session, to be perfectly frank.
Speaker D.
I know that a lot of people can't stand washing the floor, as they think this is too hard, and they feel tired afterwards. As for me, I love washing the floor. Why? Well, if you compare an aerobics class with it, you will see that you are doing practically the same there as when you are washing the floor. Plus, washing the floor is free, and you are making your living space better. Washing up, on the contrary, is useless for your figure.
Speaker E. My household duty is sorting out and throwing away the rubbish. You may think this is not a very pleasant thing to do, but hey, it's important. Nobody likes to have full trash bins at home. The thing is, I very carefully sort out the rubbish, making sure that organic waste is separate from plastic bottles or paper or glass. If we do not use selective recycling, our planet will be impossible to live on quicker than anyone can even imagine. So do it. Speaker F.
My domestic duty is doing the shopping. You must be very clever and creative to do it. First of all, you need to monitor special offers to have a chance to buy something at a reduced price. Secondly, you need to plan your meals for, say, a week, to buy the food that you need because you end up spending more money than you have planned if you pop in at the local grocery shop every now and then. So what I do is important for my family.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I don't mind housework in general, but I can't stand one particular thing, washing up. It just never ends. Each time after you eat, there is a pile of dirty dishes in the sink, and you have to wash them up, but in several hours, it will be just the same after another meal. I have a dishwasher, of course. But it doesn't make it any easier. You still have to sort the dishes and then put them in the dishwasher. And you can't wash up everything there.
Speaker B.
I used to hate vacuuming and mopping the floor, but then my parents bought a robotic vacuum cleaner. It's great. It scans the rooms and makes up something like a mental map of the house in its memory. And then it vacuums everything, and it could wash the floor too. You can do something else whilst it's working. Isn't it amazing? Now I have more time on other things and I'm so happy to have this vacuum cleaner. Try it if you're tired of mopping the floor.
Speaker C.
As for me, I don't like vacuum cleaning and washing the floors. First of all, we have a big house, so there is much space for us to vacuum clean and wash. Moreover, I always feel so tired after I've completed it all. I sweat, and I find it so difficult, you know. After it, I need to lie down for an hour, or even more, having some rest because my whole body hurts. I feel less exhausted after a gym session, to be perfectly frank.
Speaker D.
I know that a lot of people can't stand washing the floor, as they think this is too hard, and they feel tired afterwards. As for me, I love washing the floor. Why? Well, if you compare an aerobics class with it, you will see that you are doing practically the same there as when you are washing the floor. Plus, washing the floor is free, and you are making your living space better. Washing up, on the contrary, is useless for your figure.
Speaker E. My household duty is sorting out and throwing away the rubbish. You may think this is not a very pleasant thing to do, but hey, it's important. Nobody likes to have full trash bins at home. The thing is, I very carefully sort out the rubbish, making sure that organic waste is separate from plastic bottles or paper or glass. If we do not use selective recycling, our planet will be impossible to live on quicker than anyone can even imagine. So do it. Speaker F.
My domestic duty is doing the shopping. You must be very clever and creative to do it. First of all, you need to monitor special offers to have a chance to buy something at a reduced price. Secondly, you need to plan your meals for, say, a week, to buy the food that you need because you end up spending more money than you have planned if you pop in at the local grocery shop every now and then. So what I do is important for my family.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.